Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the On Fire B2B Podcast, where we take business owners and CEOs in the B2B space. 6 questions, 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to end. Let's get to it. Question number one, in a few sentences, tell us who you are and what do you do?
I'm Jean Patrick. I'm a CEO of Scale Up Edge. And on a personal note, I am a mom, a coach, a business leader, and a lifelong learner.
Awesome. What does Scale Up Edge do?
So Scale Up Edge is a community and platform that for scale-up stage C-suites, advisors, and investors. We focus on the scale-up stage, which is in between startup and scaled enterprise. We kind of call it the messy middle, but what's exciting about being part of that is it's a period of high growth, transitions, and it's a high return for businesses and careers.
Awesome, awesome. Question number two, what is the best thing about working with businesses?
Oh, people. People like you, Bob. There's people that I have been fortunate to work with a diverse group of people in my career, smart, dedicated, talented, and that are really focused on driving change. And so I get to experience some of those ideas and thoughts that go along with it. Again, I'm a lifelong learner, so that just inspires me working with people.
Awesome. Question number three. I'm hearing from other top executives that testimonials and reviews are becoming more critical now, especially video ones. What are your thoughts?
You know, I will tell you that testimonials, reviews, references have always been important. I mean, I think back to my career, people would always look for 3 references. They would want to call, they'd want to hear references as whether you were applying for a job or other sales. I just think nowadays, hearing, and you can hear it quicker, faster from different companies, hearing from somebody else other than myself, talking about myself, is that much more powerful. So in the digital age, you know what, you can get videos, blogs, you know what, your writings will be reviewed and people will respond to you and respond to you from a positive perspective from your review.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. Question number four, what advice you share of other companies working in the B2B industry? Go.
You know, I focus on, you know what, within scale up, grow, scale, and build up from your customer insight. So I would give you 3 things. Listen to your customers. The most important thing is listen, understand the challenges they're going through. I have been part of meetings and sales meetings that the salesperson is talking 90% of the time. That's not what you want to do. You just want to listen and hear where they're going through, be a little more empathetic and understand. Also listen to your employees. When your employees are happy and cared for, they will also take care of your customers. So that'd be the first thing that I would suggest. The other thing is create a strong team. So that you're only as good as your team that's around you. I have been in coaching my entire career. When I started my career, I was a coach for a high school level. And I recognize that you can't do it all. You might think you're the smartest, the strongest, the hardest working, but really building a strong, diverse team around you allows you to be that much more successful quicker and faster. And so I learned that early on where I had a team, a basketball team, where I had a player that was just exceptional and she was a superstar. We only won 3 games that year. The following year, I had an average team. We bonded as a team and we only lost 3 basketball games that year. So I will tell you that that learning is really important to me. Excuse me. The last thing is build and grow your network. And that's just part of building your team. So don't lose sight of when you're head down, working hard through scale up, through startup, through enterprise, don't lose sight of building that network because that's going to be really important to you. We at Scale Up, we tend to, we look to help other people. Like I said, we build a community. People help other people to get through challenges that either you've been through, I've been through, and get people through those challenges quicker, faster.
So how do you start networking? Like, give me some tips on how to network and start building that network.
You know, I'm glad you asked because we are actually one of our first digital course content material that we're going to provide through Scale Up is going to be focused on, you know, creating you becoming an executive influencer. So you can start just like use example of LinkedIn. So many people use LinkedIn from a business perspective. I would just, there's like 5 stages that you go through. First stage is just be active, build your community, build your people, like, respond, connect through LinkedIn, either articles with people that you know, build from that. The other thing that you want to do is you start, you know, through these 5 stages that we're going to share with we're going to be rolling out in a couple of weeks. We're going to also be focused on how to create blogs, how to write and focus on areas of opportunity to help each other. So it's not about selling who you are. It's about really creating that influence to help others. And that's where we call credits. So, you know, you provide credits to other people. They will come back in return when you're stuck to help each other.
That works there. Let's get to question number 5. What other top CEOs and business owners in the B2B industry, like yourself, would you like to acknowledge as a leader and should be a guest on my podcast?
You know, I have 2, if that's okay, Bob. So Steve Rada, he's CEO of Spotlight. He is someone that I've worked with. He understands the importance of creating a diverse team. He's engaging, strategic, and he understands the importance of customers. He's really a down-to-earth, smart guy. The other one I would say is Laura Marino. She's Chief Product Officer for TrueAccord. I have had the pleasure of working with her. She's one of our advisors for Scale Up Edge. She's just wicked smart. She's just a great collaborator, has been a guest lecturer at Stanford University, board member of Women in Technology. I think those two are just top of the line.
Perfect. I'll look them both up here. With 2 minutes and 55 seconds left, number 6, most important question of the podcast. Hey, G,
yeah.
Tell me about your first time, your first sale.
Oh, my first sale. I would tell you that I think people sell all the time. I think you know what, when you start your career, when you're in high school, you're in your career, whatever level you're selling you. You're selling your ideas. You're selling different ways of thinking and looking at things differently. What I can tell you is I worked for a few years back for a scale-up company, and I was responsible for a third of their revenue, their recurring revenue. And when I started the company, one of my first steps within my 100-day plan was to go out and meet with my customers. And I met with 100% of the customers either face-to-face or virtually, and I recognized half of them were leaving. And the reason was is they were not talked to or even connected with our company until it was time for renewal. And so I truly believe that the more that you can have interaction with your customers and listen, the more successful you will be. We were able to save 100% of those customers within a year, and we actually had growth about 10-15% by just listening and reacting and responding to them.
Awesome. Yeah, that works there. So you now have 1 minute and 30 seconds left. Promo time. Ask me a question. Talk about the weather. Or since the best note wouldn't be concise and went to end, we end early. Go.
Hey, I would like to talk a little bit about our company. So Scale Up Edge, if that's okay with you. You know, we provide 3 things. We provide content focused on scale up relevant content. And it's content that we put together in a playbook created by people who are working on the job. So there's not a lot of content from a scale up perspective. So we are in the process of creating that. We also have a community. So for those of you out there, join our community. It's at, scaleupedge.mn.co. That's a place where you can collaborate with other scale up executives to learn from each other. And then the third thing that we focus on is focused coaching. We work one-on-one with executives as well as advisors to help accelerate growth. And so join our community, take a look at us on the website, scaleupedge.com. Love to have you part of our community.
Perfect. You pulled it off. 6 questions, 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to end. Your website, say it real quick.
Scaleupedge.com.
In the description, it's magic. Gene, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And for everyone else watching or listening, make sure you check out more episodes of the On Fire B2B podcast. I am Bob Clark. Y'all have a wonderful day. Now, talk to you later. Bye.